Hey, this morning we want to talk a little bit about master gardeners. If you've ever wanted to look into becoming a master gardener and learn more about that, the fall master gardener volunteer training is going to be up and running for folks in Cass and Adair counties. And we're going to talk about that this morning with Kate Olson, who's the Cass County Extension Director. Kate, thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you do this, what, about every other year thereabouts?
Yeah, we shoot for every other year. The last several times we've hosted, we've also partnered with Adair County, which is a great partnership. They're getting a group going over there that's active. Of course, we have an active group here. And it works well for a lot of our training locations to be on the east side of the county as well, just with some of the tour locations and training locations. So it's a great partnership.
Yeah. Well, let's get down to the basics again. Who can be a master gardener? Who makes a good candidate?
Really anyone. We have people ask us every year, oh, what do I have to know? Do I have to have some sort of basic level of experience or knowledge in gardening? No. There is a pretest and there's a post-test, and that's basically just to measure the knowledge that you gained during the class. So there's no minimum score on the pretest to become a master gardener. Really, if it's interesting to you, if you want to learn more about gardening, if you want to give back to your community, and if you want to meet other folks who have similar interests, Master Gardener Program is a fantastic way to do that.
Kate, do you think Master Gardener Programs, do they seem like they're more successful in some of the rural counties as opposed to the urban areas?
There are successful programs in different areas, but they do have different focus, I think, in urban areas. You know, anybody who's been to the state fair is familiar with one of the major programs of the Polk County Master Gardeners, which is the education garden with all the signs in it that's there on the side of the agriculture building. That's a Polk County Master Gardener project. And they have educational gardens and enabling gardens scattered all over Polk County. Here in Cass County and some of the other rural counties, we focus a little bit more maybe on projects that are more embedded in the community. So we do have, here at the community center, we have an educational garden space that people can come walk through with a lot of plants labeled. But we focus more on getting out and doing projects in the communities. We have our mini grant program. We have our scholarship program. We do our bus tour and our garden seminar to help get garden education out to people. So it's just a little bit of a different focus in rural areas, but statewide, the Master Gardener Program is all about getting garden education and assistance out to the general public.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it just seems like it's more out front in some of the rural areas. It doesn't get swallowed up by so many other things going on in the more populated areas of the state. But it's good to have active Master Gardeners, and they come from all over. We say Cass and Adair counties, but the Cass County Master Gardener Program, you have folks from other counties that are participating as well, right?
Absolutely. Yep, yeah. The boundary lines really are... You know, if you are active in Cass County, you're welcome to take the training and be an active Cass County Master Gardener. We do have Cass County Master Gardener members that report hours here and are active in our group that are not residents physically within Cass County. So absolutely, if you are willing to drive here and be active here, we would love to have you as part of the Cass County Master Gardeners. And there's a little bit of distance between us, like the Pottawatomie, West Pottawatomie group has an active, Mills County has an active group, but there's a little distance between us and the next active Master Gardener group.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you kind of talked about it. Folks who could participate in this program might have lots of experience. They might have minimal experience. They might have no knowledge at all and want to just find out more about what's involved in this. But the opportunity is right now because the application deadline for this coming up here pretty quick.
Yeah, absolutely. August 14th is the deadline where we'd really kind of like to know if folks are interested in becoming a Master Gardener. So there's a link on our website in the Iowa Master Gardener page. That's where you start. That's kind of ground zero if you're interested in becoming a Master Gardener. Of course, you're welcome to call our office and talk to us if you have questions about the program before you apply. But once you've decided that's kind of something you want to do, you can go on to the Iowa Master Gardener webpage, fill out a short application. There's no payment due at the time of application. Once you apply, your name will be routed to us. We'll give you a call. We'll figure out the details of the program. We'll send you kind of a schedule of what that training looks like. It is a little different this year, and the last several years have kind of been a hybrid model. So the training is online for the core knowledge piece of it. So they'll do about 8 to 10 weeks, about 40 total hours of education, and that covers everything from vegetables, insects, houseplants, flowers, fruits, turf grass, landscaping, native plants, propagation, wildlife, pest management, plant pr- problems and troubleshooting, that's all online. That's the knowledge base through the ISU horticulture staff and specialists. We supplement that here locally with several tours, hands-on workshops. We'll go to places locally here in Adair and Cass County where people can get out in nature, in gardens, and kind of put that knowledge to use hands-on with local experts, get to know their fellow trainees in the class, and kind of just get a little bit more immersed in the material. So we kind of mix it up a little bit. The online classes are self-paced, so you can do them on your own as that works for you. And then, like I said, we have several scheduled times when the whole group gets together and does some hands-on learning as well.
Okay, so there's some flexibility with the online courses. I don't have to be right there every such and such night of the week, every week, and be available then. I could take it at my own pace.
Absolutely, yep. The online class becomes available on the 31st of August, and then you have until early November to get through all the modules at your own pace. There's little quizzes and stuff along the way to help check your understanding. But again, like I said, the only thing that you really have to do is there's a pretest and a post-test, and it's just to make sure that you learned something through the class so they can know how to kind of adjust the class in the future. So, but yeah, the online portion is completely self-paced, which is kind of a nice change. When I first started teaching the Master Gardener class, it was every, you know, once a week for 10 weeks, 3 hours here watching a video live stream from campus. So mm-hmm. having it available online to work through self-paced is definitely nice.
Yeah, oh, sure it is. The in-person opportunities are great, though, too, because to a certain extent, there's a lot of a social aspect to the Master Gardeners.
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely one of the benefits of the Master Gardener program is being involved in your community with other people who are interested in volunteering and gardening and service. So definitely a benefit to that piece of it as well. And almost all of our Master Gardeners can tell you, you know, what year they came through, who else was in their Master Gardener class. And a lot of folks take that class together for that reason, to kind of either find a cohort or do something with a group of friends that they already have. So there's definitely a social aspect to the Master Gardener program as well.
Do you get people back to take the course again?
So we don't usually have people retake the class if they continue to be an active Master Gardener. We do have the option. We have Master Gardeners who have been active and then for one reason or another have kind of left the program. We do have the option now if they were an active Master Gardener and have been inactive for several years, they can retake the class for half price to get reactivated. And so that's something that we've seen a little bit more interest in. The Master Gardener program has been around in Iowa now for almost 40 years, I think. So we do have some folks who've kind of fallen off, maybe took it earlier, have fallen off, and then as they have more time or their interest expands, they'll come back and take the class. So we have a pathway for that now. We do a lot of the hands-on workshops we open up to our existing Master Gardeners, because that's one of the pieces of being a Master Gardener is you have to maintain 10 hours of education every year. So you're current on the latest gardening topics, tips, things like that. So we do offer some of those pieces to current Master Gardeners so they can just kind of brush up on specific topics they're interested in. But most current Master Gardeners don't retake the full 40 hours in a sitting.
Sure. Well, I see there's a $175 fee for the full training. Now, is there any assistance there?
Yeah, absolutely. The statewide Iowa Total Care sponsors a scholarship that covers the first $100 of that. So anybody who is interested or is that's a barrier, definitely check that box when you apply. We'll reach out. We really don't collect any information. It's just basically you saying, hey, I really want to do this, but I could use a little help. Additionally, our Cass County Master Gardener group is offering the opportunity for anybody who completes the training and the internship and then is actively participating in the group in Cass County to get an additional $50 back once they complete the training.
Sure. So. Very good. Well, I know a lot of people, especially in a rural area like we live in here with our small communities, it's important to have lots of hands participating, and volunteerism is a very important component of that. And the beauty of this is if folks are looking for a way to get more involved in their local communities and to do some volunteer work, that's the key component of this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will tell you, of our active Master Gardeners, they are active in all We have a group of probably 20 to 25 active master gardeners right now in Cass County. We do have, like I mentioned, several countywide, group-wide activities that a lot of our master gardener group participates in and supports. But in addition, a lot of our master gardeners get their hours doing local projects at their local church or downtown or community center or community gardens, or they find projects that are meaningful to them and help their local community. So we have active master gardeners in almost every community in Cass County that are doing local projects and local work as well. And as you mentioned, even outside of Cass County, we have master gardeners doing local work and reporting that back.
Yeah, and there's no limit on how many master gardeners you can handle, right?
Absolutely.
We'll take as many hands as we can get.
Yep.
Very good. All right. Well, Kate, if folks want to learn more about that or want to look into the possibility of registering, again, that deadline coming up Friday, August 14th, so it's not too far down the road, give them those details once again. How do they do that?
Yeah, so probably the easiest way to get the full rundown is we do have the article and all the information on our Cass County Extension website right now. So www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass. It's one of the first articles on there. You can also visit the Iowa Master Gardener website and click on I Want to Become a Master Gardener. That'll give you kind of a good overview of the statewide program. And also, that's where you can apply. All applications run through the state program, and then they get funneled down to the individual hosting county. So the online application is available there. If they have specific questions about the class or the funding or scholarships or how our local group works, they're also welcome to just give me a call, 712-243-1132 here at the Extension office in Atlantic. Happy to chat with anybody, answer any questions before folks apply, and get them pointed in the right direction.
Excellent. Well, these sessions don't happen every day, so take advantage of the opportunity when it is provided. That's for Cass and Adair counties, the Master Gardener programs in each of those counties working together for a Master Gardener volunteer training program. Again, coming up here very quickly in just a few weeks. Kate Olson's been with us here with the Cass County Extension Office, sharing a lot of good information for us. Thank you so much for the time, Kate. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Jim.